and didn't come back. I sat down on the sofa to wait for her, but I must have fallen asleep, because when I heard the door go, it was light outside, and when I looked at the clock on the mantelpiece, it was 7:15. I heard Mum close the door behind her and then run straight up the stairs. I followed her up. I stood outside the bedroom and watched through the crack in the door. She was on her knees next to the bed, over on Dad's side. She was breathing hard and saying, "Alec, wake up, wake up." And she was shaking him. "Nell Abbott is dead," she said. "They found her in the water. She jumped." I don't remember saying anything, but I must have made a noise because she looked up at me and scrambled to her feet. "Oh, Josh," she said, coming towards me. "Oh, Josh." There were tears running down her face, and she hugged me hard. Dad sat up in bed. He was rubbing his eyes.
"I don't understand. When, do you mean last night? How do you know?"
"I went out to get milk," she said. "Everyone was talking about it, in the shop. They found her this morning." She sat down on the bed and started crying again. "Where did you go?" I asked her. "Where have you been?"
"To the shops, Josh, I just said."
"You're lying," I wanted to say. "You've been gone hours.